you learn fast that off-grid power is not freedom. It is responsibility. Every watt you use has to come from a system you control, protect, and maintain. If you size it wrong or push it too hard, it fails. When it fails, everything tied to it slides with it. Lights, water pumps, refrigeration, heat. The pressure stays on you because no one else is coming to fix it. You stand inside the load you create. Solar gives you power only when the sky cooperates. Storage carries you only if you respect its limits. A generator covers the gaps, but it brings fuel, noise, and maintenance. Balance is not optional. It is survival. This guide shows you how to read your own system with clear eyes. Solar, first. Storage, second. Backup, last. Each part has its own risks, rules, and failure points. You need to understand them before you depend on them. Chapter 1. Solar Basics. Under Pressure. You start with the part of the system that decides almost everything else, the panels. Solar gives you power only when the sky allows it. You depend on daylight, angle, and weather. You cannot force more watts out of a panel than the sun will give. You work inside those limits, and you learn them the hard way the first time you overload a weak array. You treat solar as daytime production, nothing more. When the sun is up, panels push current into your system. When clouds roll in, output falls fast. When the sun drops, the system shuts down. That rhythm shapes the way you build your homestead workflow. High-demand tools run while the light is strong. Charging, pumping, and heating stack into the bright window. You make peace with the fact that solar never gives you full control. You choose panel type based on what matters most: efficiency, durability, and space. Monocrystalline panels give you higher performance in tight areas. Polycrystalline panels cost less but need more surface room. Thin film panels exist, but you leave those for niche setups. Every panel needs a strong frame, sealed edges, and a clear path to the sky. You decide how to mount the panels based on terrain and weather. A fixed mount on a roof gives you fewer moving parts. It also locks your angle and exposes the array to wind. A ground rack gives you easier cleaning and maintenance. It also takes up space and needs strong anchors. A tilt frame gives you seasonal gains if you commit to changing angles through the year. If you keep it static, you lose the advantage. Every mount choice trades convenience for output, and you pay for the decision every day. You learn quickly that shading is the enemy. One small shadow over one part of one panel can choke the whole strain. Branches, chimneys, antennas, and dust slow things down. A bird dropping left alone for too long burns a hot spot into the surface. You stay ahead of it by cleaning each panel with gentle soap, water, and a soft brush. You avoid scratching the glass because damaged coatings reduce output. You treat panels like tools, not decor. You run the array through a charge controller. This keeps the panels from pushing uncontrolled current into the rest of the system. A basic PWM controller works in simple setups. A better MPPT controller recovers more energy in low light and cold mornings. It tracks the panel's voltage and pulls power at the most efficient point. You size the controller to handle the maximum current your array can produce. You never run it close to its ceiling because heat, dust, and age reduce capacity over time. You track performance by real numbers, not hope. Midday sun should give you strong current if the angle, weather, and season cooperate. If output drops without clear cause, you check for dust, corrosion, cracked connectors, or loose clamps. Loose hardware creates heat, and heat leads to failure. You never ignore burned insulation or melted plastic. You shut the system down and repair it before restarting. You plan for seasonal swings. Summer gives you long days and strong peaks. Winter cuts your window short. In some regions, storm seasons block the sun for days at a time. You do not trust an ideal chart. You check your own location's records and track how your system behaves month to month. You learn that numbers printed on panels are lab ratings. Real output is lower. Conditions in the field bring losses through heat, wiring, dust, and inverter conversion. You underpromise and overbuild. You calculate loads honestly. A homestead pushes steady demand. Lights, water pumps, refrigeration, electronics, power tools, and chargers. You measure each device in watts. You add them up, then account for how long each runs. You discover the real challenge is not wattage but time. A pump may draw high current for a short burst. A refrigerator draws less but never stops cycling. A heater burns your whole reserve. You do not guess. You measure. You avoid the classic mistake of sizing panels after buying appliances. You size appliances after planning panels. You shape your lifestyle around the system's reality. That means using LED lights, efficient pumps, induction cooktops only when the array is strong, and propane or wood for heavy thermal loads. You keep resistive heating out of a solar system unless your array is oversized. Heat soaks energy. Panels cannot keep up. You remember that panels lose efficiency in heat. A clear summer sky gives strong light but also high temperatures. Panels warm up and output drops. Cold sunlight produces more when the angle is right. Early mornings in winter deliver sharp energy but short windows. Every season pushes your planning in different ways. You mount panels securely because high winds punish weak frames. Gusts twist brackets, loosen bolts, and lift corners. Once a panel catches air, it tears free. You anchor each mount with stainless hardware and backplates. You tighten everything and inspect annually. You do not trust factory torque. You verify every bolt with your own hands. You watch for wiring damage. Rodents chew cables. UV light breaks down exposed insulation. You protect wiring inside conduit. You seal entry points. You keep all connections dry, clean, and tight. Moisture in a connector creates resistance. Resistance turns into heat. Heat destroys components. You treat wiring as the system's spine, not an afterthought. You place your array where it sees the sky from early morning to late afternoon. East-facing arrays give brisk starts but poor carry. West-facing arrays support late-day loads but struggle early. South-facing arrays give balanced production in most northern climates. In tropical regions, overhead sun shapes your angle choices. You observe your land before installing anything. You map shadows. You track the sun. You watch how nearby structures cast shade at different times of year. You plan like a builder, not a dreamer. You set expectations for power discipline. Solar teaches you restraint. You learn to run heavy tasks during peak sun. You avoid stacking loads in the morning and evening. You time pumps for midday. You charge tools, phones, and batteries when the array is strongest. You train yourself to turn off idle devices. You watch your watt-hour usage the same way others watch their bank accounts. You keep your system healthy by keeping your loads honest. You note weather risk. Storms drop output to a fraction. Dust storms reduce production. Hurricanes destroy loose arrays. Hail cracks glass. Heavy snowfall buries panels for days. You prepare for these conditions by building around them. You install tilt frames where snow sheds. You use tempered glass panels tested for hail. You secure mounts for high wind. You remove nearby branches that could fall. You track daily output so you can spot trouble early. You check voltage at the array. You monitor amperage into the controller. You compare readings with your past logs. When something looks off, you investigate before the problem grows. Solar failures often start small but grow fast when ignored. You keep the system simple. Complexity is failure. Fewer connections, fewer points of weakness. A clean layout with strong cable management and well-marked lines saves you when something fails in the field. You train yourself to read the system by sight, sound, and performance. You know what normal looks like and what trouble feels like. You understand the truth of solar. It works if you work with it. You cannot force power you do not have. You cannot ignore losses. You cannot treat the system like a grid. You adapt to its rhythm. You keep it clean. You keep it safe. You keep your expectations tight. Chapter 2. Battery Banks, Storage, Failure, and Risk. You move into the part of the system that carries you when the sun disappears. A battery bank is not a luxury. It is the core of off-grid survival. When daylight drops, everything shifts onto storage. If you mismanage it, your entire homestead drops into silence. You treat batteries with respect because they store real energy, push serious current, and fail in ways that endanger property and life. You start by understanding what a battery bank actually does. It holds the energy your panels produce during the day and releases it at night. It also smooths out short bursts of demand when motors kick on. Every time you run a pump, appliance, or tool, you draw against the bank. Every minute without sun cuts into the reserve. You build your system around that truth. Storage is your buffer between daylight production and night demand. You size your bank according to your real loads, not wishful thinking. You calculate your nightly usage in watt hours. You add margin for cold nights, cloudy days, and aging cells. You remember that no battery gives you 100% of its labeled capacity. Losses appear through temperature, internal resistance, and discharge rates. You design for the worst night of the year, not the best. You choose your battery chemistry based on budget, weight, lifespan, and safety. Lead acid remains affordable but heavy. It demands ventilation and routine maintenance. You never discharge it below 50% if you want it to last. AGM offers sealed construction and better durability, but costs more. Lithium iron phosphate delivers long life, deep discharge capability, and stable chemistry. It costs more up front, but pays you back through performance and longevity. You choose the chemistry that lines up with your needs, climate, and long-term plan. You build your bank with matching cells. You do not mix ages, brands, or capacities. A mismatched bank drags everything to the level of the weakest cell. You wire your batteries with proper bus bars, fuses, and disconnects. You keep cables equal in length to prevent uneven loading. You use lugs that fit tight and clean. You avoid makeshift clamps or unapproved hardware. Bad connections create heat. Heat destroys equipment. You install an inverter that converts stored DC power into AC. You size it for the heaviest load you expect to run. You add surge capacity for motors and compressors. A small inverter works for lights and chargers. A larger one handles tools and appliances. You respect its limits. Inverters fail when pushed beyond their rating. The smell of burned electronics is a sign that the system was not planned with honesty. You protect your wiring with fuses and breakers at every critical point. You place a fuse near each battery bank connection. You keep disconnects easy to reach. If a cable rubs through or a connection arcs, the fuse saves the system. Without it, wiring can melt or ignite. You never skip this step. Safety is not optional. You understand that batteries carry risk. Lead-acid batteries release hydrogen gas during charging. In a sealed room, that gas can ignite. You ventilate the area and keep sparks away. Lithium cells fail in a different way. When pushed beyond safe limits, they swell, heat, and go into thermal runaway. You prevent this with a proper battery management system that regulates charge, discharge, and cell balancing. You never bypass a BMS. You never trust a bank that has no protection. You keep your storage area clean and dry. Moisture invites corrosion. Dirt creates tracking pads for current. You mount batteries on sturdy shelves or racks. You strap them down so they cannot shift. You avoid stacking them in unsafe ways. If a cell falls or a terminal shortens against metal, the damage is instant. You treat the room like a critical mechanical space. You track depth of discharge carefully. Lead acid chemistry wears down every time you drain it beyond its comfort zone. If you push it too low, you shorten its life. A bank that should run for years may fail within months if abused. Lithium chemistries tolerate deeper discharge, but they are not immune. Every cycle adds wear. You reduce the strain by using only what you need. Power discipline extends your battery life more than any upgrade you can buy. You monitor temperature. Batteries work best within stable ranges. Heat accelerates degradation. Cold reduces available capacity. Extreme temperatures damage cells. You protect your bank with insulation, ventilation, or temperature-controlled enclosures. You never expose storage to wide swings without compensation. You do not store batteries near open flames, fuel, or chemical fumes. You separate systems that should never share space. You evaluate your bank by voltage, current, and state of charge readings. You log numbers daily at first. You learn the rhythm of your system. When a cell drifts out of balance or begins to fade, you see it in reduced performance. Slow decline is normal. Sudden drops signal trouble. You act early. A bank that fails without warning usually gave signs long before the breakdown. You check every terminal for tightness. Loose connections create resistance. Resistance builds heat. Heat destroys terminals and can ignite nearby material. You use a torque wrench to tighten where required. You do not over-tighten. You inspect cables for swelling, cracks, and discoloration. Anything that looks wrong comes out of service. You learn the signs of battery damage. A lead acid cell that smells of sulfur is failing. A lithium battery that swells is dangerous. A bank that heats up during light loads is at risk. You remove damaged cells from service immediately. You do not attempt field repairs unless you are trained and equipped. When in doubt, isolate the bank and call a qualified professional. You never allow your batteries to float at unsafe voltages. Overcharging destroys plates and dries out cells. Undercharging allows sulfation in lead acid and imbalance in lithium. You trust your charge controller and BMS, but you verify settings. You review voltage limits, absorption times, and float levels according to your chemistry. You do not rely on default configurations. You build ventilation into any battery room. You allow airflow, but protect against dust and pests. You avoid sealed closets, especially with lead acid systems. Gas buildup turns a small error into a serious hazard. You install vents high and low. If you use lithium, you still maintain airflow to control temperature. Air exchange is simple insurance. You develop a maintenance schedule. Once a month, you check water levels in flooded lead acid batteries. You use distilled water only. You never expose plates. You clean terminals with the right tools and prevent corrosion with approved coatings. You test output under controlled loads. You keep your logs updated. You plan for failure. Batteries wear down with time, cycles, and temperature. You prepare financially for replacements. You do not push a failing bank to cover rising loads. You reduce consumption or upgrade storage. You do not pretend your system is stronger than it is. Reality keeps you safe. Chapter 3. Generator backups and full system survival. You reach the final part of the off-grid power chain, the point where survival hinges on redundancy. A generator is not an accessory. It is the insurance policy that keeps your system alive when the sky closes, the panels fall silent, and the battery bank sinks toward failure. When winter storms linger or heavy cloud cycles stretch through the week, a generator becomes the only thing standing between you and a dead homestead. You treat it with respect and discipline because it is the last line of defense. You start by understanding the purpose of a backup generator. Solar gives you production. Batteries give you storage. A generator fills the gaps neither can handle. It steps in when conditions break your routine. It charges the bank, powers essential loads, and stabilizes the system. Without it, Long dark cycles push your batteries into dangerous depth of discharge. Your system fails, not because of one bad night, but because of many low output days that wear down storage. A generator prevents that spiral. You choose the type of generator based on load, fuel, noise tolerance, and long-term reliability. A small inverter generator produces clean power, runs quietly, and sips fuel. It is ideal for charging batteries and running light loads. A larger gasoline or propane unit powers heavy equipment but burns fuel fast. A diesel generator runs hard, lasts long, and handles demanding work, but it requires disciplined maintenance and clean fuel storage. Each option trades convenience for endurance. You size your generator according to the heaviest load you plan to support during outages. If your goal is to charge the battery bank alone, you pick a unit with stable output and efficient fuel use. If you want it to run well pumps, refrigeration, or tools at the same time, you size up. You never run a generator at full capacity for long periods. Heat builds, parts wear, and failure follows. You design for a safe margin, just as you do with the rest of your system. You connect the generator to your homestead through a transfer switch. This protects your lines, prevents backfeed into utility infrastructure, and keeps your loads isolated. A manual transfer switch works if you want full control. An automatic transfer switch triggers when the system voltage drops, but it needs careful configuration. You follow electrical standards and hire a licensed professional if you are not trained. Improper generator wiring can injure or kill. You take no shortcuts. You store fuel safely and legally. Gasoline degrades and loses volatility. You stabilize it and rotate it on schedule. You keep it in a proven fire risk and respect it. You understand the fire risk and respect it. Diesel lasts longer but grows bacteria if left untreated. You use biocides and keep containers sealed. Propane stores well and burns clean, but you need proper tanks, regulators, and distance from structures. You follow local codes for storage and placement. Fuel is a lifeline, and you protect it. You place the generator where sound, fumes, and heat can disperse. You never run it indoors or in enclosed spaces. Carbon monoxide kills without warning. You keep exhaust clear of windows, vents, and occupied areas. You set the generator on stable ground so vibration does not loosen parts or shift the frame. You secure cables to prevent strain and protect them from weather. You run your generator with a plan, not impulse. When your battery bank hits a safe discharge threshold, you start the generator. You charge the bank to a healthy level, not to the limit. Overcharging stresses cells and wastes fuel. You run heavy loads during generator cycles because the power is available and stable. You avoid stacking non-essential loads. You plan each run based on real needs, not convenience. You track runtime hours. Oil breaks down under heat, filters clog, spark plugs wear. Diesel injectors need clean fuel to survive. You follow the manufacturer's maintenance schedule and you keep records. A generator that starts every time is the result of discipline. A generator that fails without warning usually shows neglect. You inspect the unit before each run. You look for leaks, cracks, loose fasteners, and signs of wear. You protect your generator from weather. Rain rusts metal and shorts components. Snow buries intakes and chokes airflow. Sun fades wiring and degrades plastic. You use covers, enclosures, or generator sheds designed for ventilation and safety. You avoid makeshift boxes that trap heat or restrict airflow. You maintain clearance around the unit to prevent fire hazards. You listen to the sound of the engine. A steady hum means healthy operation. Sputtering, knocking, or erratic output signals trouble. You shut the unit down and diagnose the problem. You do not push a failing generator. A small issue becomes a major failure under load. You keep spare oil, plugs, filters, and belts on hand. You prepare for the parts that fail first. You manage the balance between solar, storage, and generator time. When the sun returns, you shift back to solar production. You reduce generator runtime. You protect your fuel supply. You use daylight to recharge storage, and you keep loads aligned with natural energy windows. You never rely on one system alone. You integrate all three into a framework that adapts to weather and season. You log every major event, storm cycles, extended clouds, fuel usage, runtime hours, and performance shifts. These records give you insight into the system's weak points. You use them to refine your strategy. You adjust generator cycles, increase storage capacity when needed, or add more solar panels. You improve the system based on real conditions, not theory. You recognize the signs of a failing off-grid system. The battery bank dips below safe levels too often. Lights flicker after sunset. Comps struggle in the morning. Charges run hot. Inverter alarms sound more frequently. These symptoms tell you the system is unbalanced. A generator gives you a chance to correct the problem before it becomes permanent damage. You learn the reality of off-grid power. It is not about one component, but about the balance between all three. Solar handles production. Batteries handle storage. The generator handles emergencies. Each part covers the weaknesses of the others. When you understand this interplay, you gain control. If you misunderstand it, you lose stability. You build redundancy into your planning. You store extra filters, spark plugs, oil, and fuel treatment. You keep a spare pull cord if your generator uses one. You maintain backup cables and connectors so a damaged line does not put you in the dark. You treat your generator as the heart of your emergency plan. You accept the cost of reliability. Fuel is not cheap. Maintenance takes time. But the alternative is downtime, spoiled food, frozen pipes, and system collapse. You invest in the parts that keep your homestead alive when nature shuts everything down.